Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we deal with the recession, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell from the Jackson Hole Symposium moments ago.
The labor market is particularly strong, but it is clearly out of balance, with demand for workers substantially exceeding the supply of available workers. Inflation is running well above 2%, and high inflation has continued to spread through the economy. While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down. So, we are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%. At our most recent meeting in July, the FOMC raised the target range for the federal funds rate to 2.25% to 2.5%, which is in the summary of economic projections range of estimates of where the federal funds rate is projected to settle in the longer run.
USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
President Biden used the pandemic emergency powers to push student debt reallocation to taxpayers. Hours later, thousands, including Biden, were partying it up indoors at a DNC function, mostly maskless. Airstrikes in Syria, nuclear negotiations with Iran, and more aid to Ukraine are all on Biden administration's foreign policy agenda this week. On Tuesday night, the U.S. Central Command confirmed a series of successful precision airstrikes in Syria targeting terrorists with ties to the Iranian Guard Corps. Getting a mortgage loan during a recession is going to cost you a lot more.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is back above 5.5%. It now comes out to an average of 5.55% for the week ending Thursday. It's a jump of more than 0.4% in just 1 week. Despite the increase, Freddie Mac's chief economist says it's possible there are potential home buyers who are ready to make a move.
That's Tim Berg, and we are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Twitter, with all the turmoil surrounding the social media platform, announced it will begin podcasting, offering the long-form programming on Twitter. The redesign introduces personalized hubs for users called stations that group content together based on different topics, such as news, music, sports, and more. The recommendation that you will see will be based on themes and people that you follow. A new series on Hulu is lying to America when a series about boxing champ Mike Tyson's life on the streaming platform was advertised as endorsed by Mr. Tyson. Here's Mike on Newsmax overnight.
They lied on a few occasions telling people that it was my show so they can get free advertisements and use somebody's property. They also used the UFC to try to allow them to promote their movie, and Dana said he's not with that at all. They're charlatans and he didn't want to have nothing to do with them. Listen, how do they expect to have a relationship with entertainers when they're stealing money from them? They're not offering them to pay them for their life story. It's just a bit, man, listen, this whole big scenario is just a bunch of charlatans trying to get their names in the paper. I hope they enjoy themselves. I hope, hey, whatever happens, happen. I'm just very grateful that I'm here talking to you.
The last weekend of the preseason in the National Football League continues tonight with four games. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop.
Hey. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there, along with an archive of all these great interviews, these experts who come on the show, not about 8 second sound bites. We're able to hopefully enlarge your understanding and encourage you, motivate you to look deeper into the story so that you pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because truth is power, especially in these days. And you'd be surprised what little truth it takes. I mean, it's not like you got to go out there and be a genius. All you've got to hold on to is about 5% more truth than anybody else, which is, you know, kind of a low bar. That's how bad it is right now. But look, at you know, at the same token, I think can demonstrate to you that it's not as difficult as you may think, even though you've got the naysayers and people that want to resist. Well, those are what we know as foolish people, and you just don't give them a whole lot of time. You want to find other people who are interested in pursuing the truth equally, who can further your understanding and your knowledge. You know where I'm coming from on that? Hopefully you do. Dee Dee Loggison is with us to this point. She's the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, and we're going to talk about, you know, what could happen if China invades Taiwan. Dee Dee, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for having me on. I'm glad to hear.
Well, great to have you here, because this is critical. As we're, you know, busy in everyday life here in America. In fact, we just talked with the a founder of Hope for Ukraine, Yuri Bochenko, and understanding what's going on with Ukraine. You know, people just didn't think, I mean, you know, that this would happen. I mean, really, here in America, for the most part. I think there were some people in the State Department said, hey, look, there's some possibility here, especially, you know, when you have for over a year the Russians, you know, setting up camp on the border of Ukraine. After all, they had invaded Ukraine once before. Now, we've got the threats of the Chinese communists, you know, saber rattling and, you know, making provocative moves, you know, against Taiwan. And, you know, and other strategists have suggested, because of the weak response from the United States and the, you know, you could say Europe and also NATO neighbors to Ukraine, that maybe, you know, the communist Chinese see this as an opportunity to come into Taiwan.
Absolutely. I think in the same way that we all knew what was going to happen when Russia amassed 100 million troops on the borders of Ukraine, that an invasion was imminent.
Yeah.
In light,
we mean 100. We meant 100. You mean 100,000. 100 million is a lot.
Yeah, 100,000. Yeah. My
yes.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I didn't want people to freak out here going, oh my goodness. But
my gosh,
yes,
that's a lot.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They amassed 100,000 troops on the border of Ukraine, and it was obvious to the rest of the world, to any, you know, one with common sense, that an invasion was imminent. And in like fashion, we've seen with the military exercises earlier this month, you know, live fire with missiles over Taiwan, and Chinese ships stationed at each of Taiwan's important ports, that China has shown that they can lock down Taiwan with a blockade at any time. They are still, they do still have ships in those areas at mm-hmm. the ports, and they could turn it on in a moment's notice, and an invasion of Taiwan would be on. But if China can take Taiwan in a bloodless fashion through a blockade, that's entirely possible. Taiwan imports over 90% of its energy, from out of country, and they would be shut down within a couple of weeks if they were not able to get those supplies. So it's a very dire situation for the people of Taiwan. And the State Department at this point is saying, an invasion of Taiwan is 2 to 3 years out. But right now, President Xi of China has the perfect opportunity to take Taiwan. And with Russia taking Ukraine, going into Ukraine the way it has, it's watching very closely to see how the world responds. And I think it sees an opportunity it's not going to let pass.
Well, not to mention the fact that, America's broke. How many wars, proxy wars or whatever you want to call them, can we get involved in? I mean, we're already writing, I'm being rather sarcastic, but we're writing bad checks in a sense and setting ourselves up for the next generation, to pay, these bills that the president continues and the Democratic Party continues to spend. And, we're in a dire situation. So how can we possibly respond militarily with any kind of, because of, let's just say, a lack of funds, what kind of military force can we mount up, even though, people say, oh, Bill, you're overly concerned about this. This is the strongest military on the planet. Well, last time I checked, I think Britain said the same thing, in taking over the colonies of America. And we know what happened there. But, we're just not exercising, I believe, the wisdom necessary for a time such as this, that the warnings are clear, just like they were clear for the Ukrainians and for the world. As you said, as we saw 100,000 Russian soldiers, congregating at the border, they weren't there to have, a piñata party or, just to, burn some s'mores and have everybody come together and, just have a get together. I mean, this was serious stuff. And, all the analysts could see what was coming in. There were tanks. There was supply lines. All the strategy that you needed was right there on the playing field right before your eyes. And what you're pointing out is the same thing that the CCP is doing, readying themselves for an invasion of Taiwan.
Well, exactly. And your listeners may not know, but I am the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, so my expertise is in that area. But I am also the Committee on the Present Danger China's executive secretary. So on a daily basis, I am exposed to very high expertise on what is happening in China. For more information, we've been doing regular biweekly programs, so twice a week programs on China at presentdangerchina.org, including one in Taiwan. And many people do not know that back in May, June, a video came out from a province in southern China. It was the CCP party got together with the military, and they were working on a plan to transition from normal to war footing, to transition society from normal to war footing. So China is actively doing that right now. So people who are not paying attention to those red flags are missing the boat. China intends to take Taiwan.
Dee Dee, this is like breaking news here on this show, because this is something that, we're not seeing from the mainstream media. They're not reporting on this.
No, they don't want to report on this because they want China to be seen as a competitor, as a trade partner. But
China, not as an aggressor.
It's
same thing like with Russia.
Dream is the world's nightmare.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dee Dee Loggison after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Dee Dee Loggison is with us. She's the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. Off air, we were talking about what is going on in terms of, you know, Christians being persecuted around the world. And Dee Dee, tell our audience, you know, the numbers we're talking about here, and the fact that you know, we already are seeing, you know, the ugly head of persecution targeted towards people of faith rising here in America. And you're going, whoa, you know, is this just the beginning? And you could probably speak of the genesis in all these other countries where the persecution of Christians started maybe in a benign sort of subtle sort of way, but now it's just horrific.
So true. One of our coalition partners, Open Doors USA, publishes every year their World Watch list. This is a report on the 50 countries where it is most difficult to be a Christian. They are reporting this year 360 million heavily persecuted Christians, which, Bill, is a 67% increase over the numbers in 2018, which was 215 million, when Save the Persecuted Christians came together. We are a coalition of groups like Open Doors and Iraqi Relief Council, all kinds of groups that provide aid to persecuted Christians around the world and report on their situation. We come together somewhat like a think tank to raise awareness both with policymakers and the American public about the very dire situation for Christians around the world. I've always said that if we do not defend Christianity out in the world, that religious freedom that America pushes into the world as a fundamental right, if we don't defend Christianity out there in the world, we will lose the moral authority to defend it here on our shores. And we're seeing this dramatic rise in the rhetoric against Christianity, calling Christians in America Christian nationalists, Christian terrorists, domestic violent extremists. We've seen the attacks on so many sectors of society, parents at school board meetings being threatened by the America's top law officer with prosecution and punishment. Just the rhetoric is really extreme right now in America, and I'm very worried that we may see Christians in America become the next persecution group.
Exactly. Well, that's the foundation of where we are. Now, you say that according to Open Doors, this 360 million, that's only taking a look at the top 50, right? Top 50 countries. And you're saying there's, 144 countries that openly practice and are hostile towards people of faith, Christians particularly.
Yes, 144 countries in the world where Christians are persecuted. The 360 million heavily persecuted Christians, that's the top 50. So those numbers are far greater than we know. That's a conservative number, but that's more than the population of the United States of America.
Exactly.
For every man,
exactly,
woman, and child in America, there's a persecuted Christian in the world. Doesn't know if they're going to make it through the day.
Yeah, help people understand, when we talk about persecution of Christians, I mean, we're talking anything including death, organs being harvested for sale, just extreme things that you cannot even think possible. But this is how diabolical some of this persecution rises to. It's not just, okay, we're just not going to let you buy from a specific store or drink from a particular drinking fountain. I mean, it is as extreme as you can get, right?
Absolutely extreme. But let's take it down to China again, what China does to their Christians, because it's the same thing that persecuted Christians are experiencing the world over, and we could talk about country after country after country. But coming back to Taiwan and China and what the Taiwanese Christians are facing, should China invade and take over Taiwan, China has, over the past few years, increased its brutality towards people of all faiths. Christians in the underground church are being vetted out because of the mass surveillance technologies and the social credit systems that China has imposed upon all of its citizenry. And then they are subjected to torture, rape, disappearance, forced incarceration, the loss of their property. If you fall low on the Chinese social credit score, which is a system that rates you according to your how you deal with the policies of the Communist Party, then you can. Dissidents are not allowed to travel. They can't get a job. They can't rent a home. They can't get their food. They're literally shut down. But the Christians in Taiwan, should China take over, the Chinese ambassador to France while in Canada doing an interview just about 10 days ago said that that there would be a great need for re-education upon reunification with China. And so what we know that China has already done to its religious and ethnic minorities, you have the genocide of Uyghurs in Xinjiang.
Right.
You have what happened to the Tibetan Buddhists. And southern Mongolia, the people of southern Mongolia have experienced a slow-rolling genocide. They just made it illegal to use their indigenous language. And so there, you know, China crushes those who are not Han Chinese. China, the ruling party, the Communist Party of China, is Han-centric. They're very racist. They see that that a virulent form of Chinese nationalism that asserts that Han Chinese are superior to other peoples and have a legitimate right to advance Chinese interests at the expense of other countries. What the Taiwanese Christians are facing is not only, you know, China, when they take over, they will move mainland people to Taiwan in an effort to sinicize the people of Taiwan. That means to make them Chinese.
Exactly.
And they will relocate Taiwanese people to the mainland. They will separate the younger generation from the older generation by forcing the younger generation into re-education schools. And these are modern-day concentration camps. And the older population is dispensable. The younger population will be taught to love China, and they will be taught to forget that Taiwan ever existed.
Wow. And we've seen this pattern that China has done. This is a consistent pattern, right? I mean, historically, we can look back, and this sounds like, you know, World War II Germany all over again, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, I don't think people are giving a lot of thought to the people of Taiwan and what will happen to them, but we can look and see what happened to Hong Kong and what is happening to Hong Kong. Cardinal Archbishop Joseph Zen was just recently arrested in China, in Hong Kong. He is the, you know, he's been a long time opponent of the Communist Party. He is facing in his 90s, you know, going to prison for years. He'll probably end his days there. Many bishops and clergy and pastors and Christians are being arrested in Hong Kong now. They're subjected to really intense laws that that threaten their livelihoods, and so there's just a complete utter shutdown, and the international community has essentially been silent on it. But they're prepping the people of Hong Kong for the same kind of, and especially the Christians and other, you know, religious minorities there, for re-education and a complete obliteration and elimination of their religion, because communist Marxists cannot have anybody between the individual and the power of the authority of the state, and the church cannot be between them.
Well, Dee Dee Loggison, I cannot thank you enough for bringing this news. You'll always have an open door here, okay? And we need to be kept up to date with our audience. It makes you wonder why America would have anything to do with the CCP. Dee Dee Loggison, thank you.
You can sell your own audiobook. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales.
From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we deal with the recession, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell from the Jackson Hole Symposium moments ago.
The labor market is particularly strong, but it is clearly out of balance, with demand for workers substantially exceeding the supply of available workers. Inflation is running well above 2%, and high inflation has continued to spread through the economy. While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down. So, we are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%. At our most recent meeting in July, the FOMC raised the target range for the federal funds rate to 2.25% to 2.5%, which is in the summary of economic projections range of estimates of where the federal funds rate is projected to settle in the longer run.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a new week. Happy Monday to you. Well, we got a former law enforcement officer and veteran SWAT team member weighing in on the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. Still, lots of questions, a little scant on the answers, but slowly but surely, we may get down to the bottom of this as much as the FBI might be hesitant to let us get down to it because, we're still shocked with all that's going on. And joining us now is Dr. Mark Sherwood. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me, and happy Monday to you, too.
Hey, where are we now on all this? I mean, the FBI still, and of course, the judge doesn't want to allow the complete affidavit to come out, which would, clear up a lot. How much should we as citizens have a right to know about what happened at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, actually, myself took the time to read the actual warrant and read the receipts that were presented based upon the property that was seized. Many times, and I've done these warrants myself, written them, written the affidavits, executed the warrants locally and also with federal officers. So a couple things people need to catch is don't expect the judge anytime soon to release the entirety of the affidavit. It'd be very customary not to do that, even though this is an extraordinary time, because the pushback on the investigation side of this is going to be, and again, I'm not giving my opinion, on everything. I'm just telling you this is what the facts are. They would not release the entirety of the affidavit just because they are going to say that it's going to compromise the integrity of the investigation, may identify witnesses, And then an ongoing investigation that's typically not done, even though I'm with you that the more information that comes out, the more the public can reconcile it.
Right. Well, and I guess this is the challenge with this. Everybody says this is unprecedented. And as you just stated, under normal circumstances, you know, this would not be the public spectacle and the media spectacle that it has become. And so nobody's looking good on this thing. I mean, you know, the FBI is questioned. Of course, they've had a history with Donald Trump. There's been a lot of problems, FOIA requests. I mean, Russian collusion, everything. I mean, this has been, you know, 5 years where the FBI's credibility has been compromised. And then you have this heading into a hot political season, Democrats not looking real good. And, you know, the timing of this really stinks to high heaven. So, you know, how do you get control of this thing? Because the people, meanwhile, they're losing trust here, Mark.
Yeah. And to me, Bill, as a former law enforcement officer, you know, I've actually got people that I know, you know, personally that work for the FBI at various branches around the country, you know, former colleagues. The sad thing about this one is that the amount of distrust towards, the Federal Bureau of Investigation and even the amount of distrust in law enforcement in general, you know, even when you watch the news, you know, there's always something coming up, you know, violence from police on subject A. And so it's sad to me because we need law enforcement. I think we all agree with that concept. You know, we don't want to do away with it, but we want to have, as the public should, want to have the trust back. And law enforcement, when we sign off on that, we sign off to be heavily scrutinized, and that's okay. That's what we agreed to do. And but my concern on this one is that, man, I just want people to kind of take a pause break, but a breath or two, and realize that, yes, there could be compromise. That is very, very much of a true statement. We've dealt with this for the last, you know, half decade, and it's just a perpetual story scene. But every single person within these branches of our law enforcement agencies around this great country we still live in, every person is not compromised. And so it's, we don't want to have violence that's going to be executed upon, you know, FBI office A in city B just because it's an FBI person. You know, we don't want to do that because that would be a negative. That's a trap we fall into. So hope you're hearing me, conservatives out there. Don't fall for that trap because it is a trap. The second point I want to make.
Go ahead and make the second point, and then we'll go back and untie that first point a little bit. But go ahead.
Yeah, perfect. The second point is, like, I agree. This thing, the timing of it, the way things are in our world right now, this is going to create more division, and already has. It's galvanized even more the polar opposite sides of this issue. And so, you know, a country that should be indivisible, you know, with liberty and justice for all, has certainly digressed into a country that's very divided.
Exactly. Well, first thing is that, you know, Mike Pence, others have, again, are focusing on just what you just said, is that the FBI is under threat. You know, we had one situation that I'm aware of. Has there been more that you're aware of where people have attacked the FBI?
You know, I it's hard to say. I mean, I hear the one, and I think that I come at it, and I did hear what Mike Pence said, and you know, I don't know the man. I'm just coming at it from a law enforcement standpoint, you know. So I'm hoping that people will not, you know, fall for any traps of violence. That's my angle with that, regardless of what Mr. Pence said. So yeah, I hear you on that.
Yeah, and I think that the general, I mean, even President Trump has made comments, say, look at, you know, chill. I get that, you know, which is actually more than, you know, the administration or anybody else for that matter had to say when people were surrounding the homes of Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. You know what I mean? So it's like, so what happens here is, and this is the thing, when we get divided, then, you know, it's like two kids in a room. Wait a minute, that's not fair. You just let Johnny get away with this. And I didn't even do half of what Johnny did, and now you're all over my back end. What's up with that?
You know, yeah, we've got this horrible comparison trap now, don't we? You know, and it's
right,
like,
exactly.
It's right, you know, it's just absolutely right. I mean, you're right on point.
And so you're telling the people who really are feeling the greater level of unfairness, you chill out. Well, wait a minute. You know, there's an offense here. And you can't just say chill out. I mean, you got to be able to come back and go, I understand. I understand why you think it's unfair. And you know what? You're right. It is unfair. But here's the deal is that, yeah, I mean, we can make this really complicated and you can think that you're justifying yourself, but there's no justification for breaking the law. Whether you break the law at a higher level because of a greater offense or a lesser, you're still breaking the law. Okay. And so why do you want to put yourself in that position? And I think for the most part, conservatives, as a rule, Mark, are a little bit more level-headed. I mean, you look at what we've gone through in the last 10 years, for example. We don't have to go deep in history. I mean, it's the left that's unhinged. I mean, they're losing their skulls. They're burning down buildings. We just went through $4 billion in the summer of love of destruction. And at every turn, I mean, they get offended. And, man, you think, holy wow, what the heck is going on here? And immediately they're burning buildings, destroying jobs, and destroying communities. Now, the right, because, you know, and I think at the very heart of this, where this country is taking care of this or taking it for granted, at the very heart of it is that you got people of faith. You got conservative people who believe in God. They believe in the Ten Commandments. You just go around killing and, you know, destroying property and doing all that kind of stuff on its face. And will you have a, you know, somebody who's finally had enough and maybe they just get upset and, you know, is that going to happen? Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's one compared to, you know, thousands that have happened before. Again, no excuse. Breaking the law is still breaking the law. But it's incumbent upon the law keepers to dole out justice fair-mindedly. And the perception in the street is that this isn't fair. I mean, enough of this attack on Trump. You know, you guys keep on doing this stuff. It gets fishy. I mean, you know, they need, you know, if anybody needs to be chilled, it needs to be the FBI, in my humble opinion. You know, they need to take a breath, right? And because of what they're doing, I mean, okay, maybe there's laws broken here. We don't know. Maybe the things that need to be done. But it's like, let's just take a breather here and think about what you're doing to the country. We got to go to a quick break. We got more from Dr. Mark Sherwood after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated #1 by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Mark Sherkwood continues with us, the former law enforcement officer, veteran SWAT team member. He's been involved with many search warrants, gone through the process, so he knows exactly what's going on, you know, and we got to keep in mind, this isn't our job, this isn't what we do. Mark is very well aware, and appreciate him coming on to kind of give us, the substance of everything and what we can expect, and not to get so emotionally engaged with what the media wants to do and what they want to whip us up on so they can get clicks and get attention. When there is a reasonable approach to all this. Yes, it seems unfair that they're going after a former president right near a political season. I mean, what a mess. I mean, this is what happens when we the people aren't in charge. And you got elites running the show here. And we got to be careful that we don't get whipped up and somebody steps over their skis, as Mark said, because, you know, like I said, whether you're on the right or you're left, you break the law, it doesn't matter. You break the law. And if Donald Trump somehow has, broken the law, well, then there's remedy to it. And we'll get through the process. But, this is the thing, Mark, as we were saying, people on the right, for the most part, can handle the process. I mean, consider what's happened with January 6th. Yes, people on the right are very upset as to what's happened with people being incarcerated to the extent that they have been. I mean, we didn't have this kind of rounding up of people, during the summer of love. Black Lives Matter. I didn't see the jails being filled with a bunch of Black Lives Matter participants. I saw a lot of people, even with Kamala Harris, our vice president, leading the charge to get them bailed and out of jail. But here we've got American citizens that are, political prisoners, so to speak. I mean, they have been incarcerated, in some cases for over a year, some in solitary confinement. And here it is. We see, unfortunately, I don't think the January 6th committee hearing is doing the country any justice. On its surface, it's not calming anybody. It's not giving them a sense of propriety and a sense of background to help us understand what's going on. All we see is that it seems to be like more of a full trial, and maybe you can help us, Mark, and bring some substance and some calm to this, because you see, this is all adding to this recipe of unrest. And what I sense when we were talking in the first segment here is that we got to be careful if this thing doesn't get out of hand.
Yeah, we really need to. And the J6 hearings going on right now, I mean, I'm with you. It seems to be a lot of nothing more than just noise, in my opinion, because it's not doing anything. I'm all about due process, right? Due process is that, you know, if you, Bill, were arrested for whatever alleged crime, you are supposed to get an opportunity to, you know, go before a jury of your peers. Cases would be presented on both sides, right? And then guilt would be determined. But you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Now, we have a system right now which is just screwed up. I mean, it's all about the court of public opinion. It's a court of political opinion. It's not a court of righteous, constitutional, godly opinion anymore. And this is where we are right now, unfortunately, in our world. And so, you know, yes, we need to exercise temperance. Yes, we need to, and I think if we could, you know, kind of push people this area, this is a great opportunity for us right now to rise above it all, because we know the second person that sort of inflicts the blow is going to get caught, you know, even if they got right twice. You know, that's kind of the way it goes, right? Remember that in school? I know we're all like, have been there. And we wish we were like, man, I shouldn't have done that, you know, even though they deserved it. And I get that, but rise above it all, because that's what the beauty of it is with we the people, you know, and you mentioned it earlier. If we the people had not allowed over the course of the time that the last, you know, 50, 70, 100 years, the government to get so darn powerful and become so darn tyrannical, we wouldn't be here. Now, how do we get it back? We the people must stand together, peacefully protest, peacefully, you know, don't break the law, but stand up for everything that is right without fear. And I still have a belief, Bill, that this country can be saved. I really do. But, boy, it's now or never.
Well, I'm as optimistic as you are, Mark, that we can be saved. But it starts with a moral people. You know, the moral people have been shut out. Morality has been cut out. And we've got to bring that back. I've been saying for quite a while, we need to return to first principles. You know, what is it? What is it that is foundational to the greatness of this country? And that's what you're speaking of right now. And we need to reconnect with that. And when we do, then, you know, I think that some of these emotions, I mean, look, I understand the emotions that are out there. That it's a natural human experience, okay? But there, after everything, you just can't allow the emotions just to keep building up. There's got to be an outlet. If not, then we get into, you know, some pretty crazy stuff that you're suggesting. And I would hope that that would not be the case. But look, America was started with a revolution, and maybe we'll be born again with another revolution. I don't know. I'm like you. Hopefully there's enough reasonable people. But you know, this is the challenge that we have right now, is that our country is made up of this cross-section of people with different experiences, different moral values, and somehow we've got to find some middle ground here to come together. And right now, there does not seem to be that voice of leadership that can come out and kind of sober things up, because we've been whipped up for quite a while now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and you know, you mentioned that the voice of reason and leadership, and I absolutely commend you, Bill Martinez, for doing what you're doing right now, because it is a voice of leadership and a voice of reason, and we need to, even the people that are listening today, you know, be that leader person within your family, within your community, within your circles of influence, because everybody knows there is going to be someone, because the emotions are high, the country's divided. Everybody knows people within their leadership circles that are like on the edge of saying, you know, basically screw it. I'm going to go do whatever, right? And so we can't be there. And you make a moral compass. So help that person. And our country works. This constitutional republic works if we have the divine providence. I call him God, who I have a relationship with.
Yes.
If we have that divine providence of God as our moral compass. However, it will not work. It will never work, and it will fall if the leadership does not acquiesce and understand that the moral compass of God needs to be superior in our focus and our thinking. That's why we use the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God.
Under God.
It doesn't say equal to or above, for Pete's sake.
Right, exactly. And you're right on here, Mark, because, see, the thing is that regardless of where you are and what station of life you're in right now, for the most part, you know, you look at the country and you go, wow, it's a pretty darn good country, all things considered, you know, compared to everywhere else. Okay, we've lost, excuse me, we've lost track here, but we can get back on track because we've been on the road. So we know what that looks like. I mean, we're not that far removed with the generations that we're totally disconnected from reality. Okay, so we have a roadmap. We just need to get back on that roadmap. And but understand, as you said, that roadmap, and it was initiated by divine providence. It was, you know, it was God Himself that it was God Himself that blessed this country and gave us this country. And I think it's rather audacious that somehow we've gotten as reckless humanoids to that point. And it's the history of man. This happens. Okay. God can handle it. Okay. And, but the fact of the matter is that we, the people, can't handle it. We can't handle the chaos. And because otherwise it will really get unhinged. And we've got a lot of problems seriously here in River City. So yes, we have to turn back to God. Because God is that, He is the moral compass. He is the one that blesses and takes away. This country was blessed because of God, not because of Joe Biden, not because of the Democrats, not because of the Republicans, sorry to tell you. Even including Donald Trump, okay? It's because of the hand of God. So we need to realize that we get back to first principles and understand this isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This is about the United States of America, the country that God blessed. And God blessed this country because the pilgrims came here and said, hey, we just want a place we can worship you. Can that happen? God, can you do that? And if you do that, we're going to be faithful. We're going to follow your commandments. We're going to love you. We're going to love people. And we're going to do the best we can. But
our country,
as John Whitworth said, go ahead.
Yeah, our country will never fall from the outside because God's hand of protection is upon our country. However, the only way it would fall is from the inside out, and this is what we have to guard against, Bill, every day. And it's going to take some people, and hopefully people listening right now will just stop and push the ego aside. I look at ego as edging God out. Ego,
right.
You know,
right.
Put the ego aside, put the pride aside, and realize, hey, God, I need you. That's the key right there.
Amen. Amen. You know, we go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, for a while in the 80s, we used to hear that verse all the time. Some of the pastors, I think, said, well, you know, we've said it, we beat that drum so much, you know, people are tired of hearing it. It doesn't matter. I mean, are people tired of hearing that, you know, God loves you? I mean, we've been saying God loves you forever. I mean, you know, so it's like, but, you know, here's the prescription. You know, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then God's going to hear. He's going to forgive our sins. He'll heal our land. That's what we want right now, don't we? I would think.
Yes,
you know,
sir, indeed.
That's my prayer.
That right now. Yes, amen.
Mark Sherwood, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Former law enforcement officer, veteran SWAT team member, Dr. Mark Sherwood has been our guest. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as popular